If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Kid Rock announced last week that he will not perform at any venue that requires coronavirus vaccines or face masks. Well, if anyone is going to ignore the science, it's a 51-year-old man named Kid.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth talks to comedian and actor Ike Barinholtz. But first, a closer look.
Donald Trump made it clear this weekend that he's leading a pro-coup movement intent on dismantling American democracy. First, he promised to pardon the January 6th defendants if he wins in 2024, and then admitted in a statement that he wanted Mike Pence to overturn the 2020 election. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. For a year now, Trump and his cronies have insisted ludicrously that January 6th was not an insurrection and that all they were trying to do was follow the law. At one point, Trump even referenced a debunked theory that Thomas Jefferson had supposedly used his power to make himself president.
Mike, had he had the courage to do what Thomas Jefferson did, but a minor version. You know, Thomas Jefferson, he kept Georgia. You know that? He didn't send it back. There was a dispute. Hear ye, the great state of Georgia is unable to properly calculate its votes. Thomas Jefferson was sitting where I was, right where Mike, you know what he said? Hear ye, we will keep the votes of the great state of Georgia. He didn't send it back, that legend though. All I wanted, and a lot of people wanted Mike to do, is send that back.
He's never read a single book in his life, so all he knows about the Founding Fathers is they said, hear ye, hear ye. He probably thinks those powdered wigs were their real hair. I asked my barber to give me the George Washington, and when I looked in the mirror, I said, Mario, you've done it again. Hear ye to you, Mario. Also, you never want to hear the words hear ye with that accent. He sounds like a used car salesman doing a commercial for a President's Day sale. Hear ye, come on down to Bobby Bada Bing's. Buick of Bay Ridge, our prices are so low, every time we sell one, it's a Thomas pain in my ass. Oh! But one thing you can always count on with Trump is that eventually he'll tire himself out and just confess. He can't help it. He just blurts it out. He did it with collusion. He did it with Ukraine. And that's exactly what he did over the weekend in a statement where he admitted he wanted his Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election.
Former President Donald Trump all but admitting he tried to overturn the 2020 election, which he so decisively lost. Here is a statement that he just put out. If the vice president, Mike Pence, had absolutely no right to change the presidential election results in the Senate, despite fraud and many other irregularities, how come the Democrats and Rhino Republicans like wacky Susan Collins are desperately trying to pass legislation that will not allow the vice president to change the results of the election? Actually, what they are saying is that Mike Pence did have the right to change the election, and now they want to take that right away. And this is key. He added here in the statement, unfortunately, he didn't exercise that power. He could have overturned the election.
There's no crime Trump could commit that he wouldn't later confess to. He just exhausts all the excuses until he decides, screw it, I'm guilty, baby. If it had been him instead of OJ, the quote would have been, the gloves don't fit, but you don't need gloves to stab a guy. But this is how it always is with him. He stuns you by confessing and then hopes will just shrug and let it go. It's like if in one of those crime dramas starring Hugh Grant, the cops went to his house in the first episode, all amped up and ready to grill him, and he just said, oh, yes, I did murder my mistress. Frightfully, sorry. It won't happen again. And then they'd have to say, oh, well, then I guess you're free to go. So Trump is now admitting he wanted to overturn the election, which of course resulted in a violent insurrection that has so far produced more than 700 arrests. And earlier this month, the most serious charges yet were filed in that investigation when members of a right-wing militia were charged with seditious conspiracy.
11 members of the far-right anti-government extremist group, the Oath Keepers, have been charged with seditious conspiracy.
The leader of the far-right extremist group, the Oath Keepers, is due to appear in federal court. Stuart Rhodes is one of 11 defendants who the Justice Department charged with sedition on Thursday for their involvement in the January 6th insurrection.
Sedition is a very serious charge, especially for a group with a name as dopey as the Oath Keepers. That sounds like a company that sells purity rings to high schoolers in Utah. At one meeting, someone sent a message to the others that said, someone can tell me if I'm crazy, but you are. Oh, wait, sorry, there was more to that. Let's go back. Someone could tell me if I'm crazy, but I'm planning on having a backpack for regular use and then a separate backpack with my ammo. Ugh. I mean, I think we've all been there, right? You know, you're about to lay violent siege to the Capitol and worry that having two backpacks will make you look stupid. The police I can handle. The fashion police, on the other hand. Listen to these seditionist morons talk about accessories is like listening to the Joker say, is the purple suit too much? I mean, aren't I already saying the same thing with the green hair and the clown makeup? I'm just so over this. Also, what do you mean a backpack for regular use? Are you also going to night school? Yeah, I'm just doing militia stuff for now, but eventually I want to do air conditioner repair. Or is regular stuff snacks and waters? And if so, just a tip. If you have one backpack for ammo and another for snacks, make sure they look totally different. Hey, man, can you toss me a kind bar? Sure thing. No grenade! Why'd I pull the pin on a kind bar? These dangerous idiots genuinely seem to think of themselves as revolutionaries. At one point, according to the indictment, someone pitched a plan to use a boat to cross the Potomac, although clearly they hadn't really thought it through. Can't believe I just thought of this. I can't. Oh, sorry. Again, there was more. Let's go back. Can't believe I just thought of this. How many people, either in the militia or not, have a boat on a trailer that could handle a Potomac crossing? If we had someone standing by a dock ramp, one near the Pentagon, for sure, we could have our quick response team with the heavy weapons standing by, quickly load them, and ferry them across the river. First of all, how many people in an Oath Keepers conference call have a boat on their trailer? I would assume all of them? I mean, that's like me walking into my writer's room and asking, hey, does anyone here have coffee breath and crippling anxiety? The issue isn't no one having a boat. It's far more likely no one having a boat that's good at sneaking up on people. They probably all have those big-ass fan boats you drive illegally in the Florida Everglades looking for snakes you can trade online for Bitcoin. I'd love to see one of those do a Potomac crossing in the dead of night. Remember, the element of surprise is essential. Keep your voices to a whisper, and success shall be ours. Now let's push off. Ooh. Also, I love how that sentence starts. Can't believe I just thought of this. They're planning a violent coup to overthrow American democracy, and they sound like they're booking a layover in Dallas. Honey, I can't believe I just thought of this. Why don't we stay with my Aunt Ida for a few nights? What do you mean she's crazy? Because she has two backpacks? But what is for regular stuff and what is for coup stuff? Oh, so now coups are crazy. Anyway, these guys were all charged with sedition, the most serious charges yet in the investigation of the coup. And apparently, if Donald Trump gets his way, he'll pardon those people, a new promise he announced at another one of his unhinged rallies over the weekend.
If I run and if I win, we will treat those people from January 6th fairly. We will treat them fairly. And if it requires pardons, we will give them pardons because they are being treated so unfairly.
Man, it is pretty sickening to see a crowd full of people cheer for the January 6th insurrectionists. Like, at some point, you just have to admit this is a pro-insurrection movement. If you're at a party and someone starts doing cocaine and someone else says, hey, can I get some of that cocaine? And then someone else says, I went to the bank on the way here to get new $100 bills for us to snort that cocaine. You might turn to your spouse and say, I think we're at a cocaine party. Oh, maybe it's not just a cocaine party. Maybe there's some other stuff. Hey, Marty, is there a cheese board? Oh, bro, I can't even think about food right now. Yeah, it's a cocaine party. Also, you guys need to make up your minds. Was January 6th a false flag staged by the FBI? Was it infiltrated by Antifa? Or were they pro-Trump patriots who deserve pardons? Because for a year now, pro-Trump liars in the GOP and on Fox News have been claiming that either Antifa or the FBI or both were actually responsible for the violence on January 6th.
Some of the people who breached the Capitol today were not Trump supporters. They were masquerading as Trump supporters and, in fact, were members of the violent terrorist group Antifa.
There are some reports that Antifa sympathizers may have been sprinkled throughout the crowd.
We don't know who all were the instigators in this, of these horrible things that happened today. I think a lot of it is the Antifa folks.
There could have been FBI assets, federal assets, that really animated the violence.
It's been clear for a while now that the Department of Justice probably had some role in the events of January 6th. It's obvious.
The rumor is that even possibly Antifa insurrectionists possibly could have infiltrated some of these movements and maybe instigated some of this.
Oh, is the network called Fox Rumors now? Tucker's set should be a row of high school lockers. The rumor is Becky's cousins, friends, sisters, boyfriends, uncles, nannies, roommates, husbands, chiropractor is a member of Antifa. And if that's true, isn't it possible that the dog did eat my homework? Also, you may have noticed Sarah Palin in that montage. Man, it's nice to see her back when she was just spreading misinformation instead of potentially spreading COVID at New York City restaurants. Can you imagine you were as careful as you could be, got your shots in your booster, and you finally decide to venture out and overpay for dinner in a wooden shack in the bus lane, and you get COVID from Sarah Palin? Oh, man. Only in New York. Anyway, the point is these people can't even get their story straight. And Trump has even been singling out some of the kooks and weirdos who advocated for the coup at his rallies. For example, you might remember that MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell met with Trump at the White House holding notes that said something about declaring martial law. And at his rally over the weekend, Trump singled out Lindell for praise.
He's no longer the pillow man. He sells everything. Mike Lindell. I think he's the single greatest purchaser of advertising I've ever seen. I said, Mike, I don't care how many pillows you sell, and now you're selling slippers and sheets, you're selling everything. I said, I don't care. You can't afford that much advertising. I think you know what he does? He waits till the show is just ready to go on. Any empty slot, he says, I'll give you $200 for it to Fox.
Just what that crowd was there for, the details of strategic ad buying. Man, I'd hate to be working the ad sales phone when Lindell calls mid-show. Hello? This is Mike Lindell, and it looks like Hannity's about to go to commercial, and I want the slot. Oh, We usually sell those a few months out. Do you want the $200 bucks or not? Also, I love how blown away Trump is that the guy who sold pillows branched out to slippers and sheets. I mean, it seems like it should be a little more out there to get that level of amazement from Trump.
He's not just the pillow guy anymore. He sells everything. Crossbows, snake food, X-rated snow globes. You love those. You're in for a treat when you shake one of Mike's globes. The snow moves around, and what you see, you can't believe what you see.
Still, it's exciting that Lindell is doing slippers now. If they're as comfortable as his pillows, it probably sounds like this when someone wearing them walks through a room. you know, you buy them for spouses you think are sneaking out in the middle of the night for affairs. Honey, are you going somewhere? Just to the bathroom. No good stinking slippers. Honey, come back to bed. Okay. Pillow. I think that qualifies as a play. I think I just did a play. Can it get a Tony if it's on TV first?
We'll look into it.
It doesn't get any clearer than this. Trump is confessing that he wanted to overturn the 2020 election and promising to pardon the rioters if he wins in 2024. It's openly a pro-coup movement. They're publicly declaring that they're going to try to do the exact same thing next time. The only way they could announce their intentions any more clearly is if they started every sentence with,
"Hear ye, hear ye."
This has been A Closer Look.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our guest tonight is a very funny actor and director you know from The Mindy Project and movies such as Sisters and Blockers. He stars in the series The After Party. New episodes are available Fridays on Apple TV+. Please welcome back to the show our very good friend, Ike Barinholtz, everybody! We were just talking backstage. We met in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And this is the longest we've ever gone without seeing each other in person. This COVID time.
I have not been back in New York City in 2 years.
They sensed the pander and they didn't go for it.
They didn't. I'm guessing these are all tourists?
No. They're locals who hate that.
Okay, well.
They're like, don't give me that.
Yeah. Go Mets, right? Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan. Shut up. So I'm here to promote the show, but I'm also kind of here, I'm here to get Omicron.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
You kind of want it?
Well, I mean, this is probably bad juju, but I'm not shooting anything right now.
Right.
I'm going to be shooting something in a month or so.
So you got a window. You got an Omicron window.
I want to sneak in there. I should have come here a couple weeks ago
when
because
I had it?
You had it.
Yeah.
And I want to pitch you a business idea right now.
Okay.
What if there was a service? Are you familiar with Cameo?
No.
Cameo.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I know. Okay, famous
Cameo,
people. Yeah.
You can have a famous person say happy birthday to you.
Gotcha.
What if there was a service where when a celebrity has COVID,
okay,
you pay X amount.
Okay.
They breathe into a bag or something, send it to you, and you, whatever, lick the bag.
Yeah.
But, like, think about it. Like, who wants Seth Meyers' Omicron?
That's it. It was a good
Omicron. Who wants that, right?
Very, very few symptoms.
We want that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like this is a lot of money, right? Like you like Kevin from The Office?
Uh-huh.
He's not going to wish your niece happy bat mitzvah. He's gonna give you the novel SARS-2 coronavirus.
Wow.
Yes.
You don't usually have good business ideas.
This is good.
A great business idea.
I'm looking for an angel investor, and I would like to talk to you a little bit about that after the
now,
show.
Now, what gave you this idea?
Well, I'm shooting this show, and I just don't want to get it while I'm there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to miss work for it.
Right. So it's like someone who, like, schedules, like, the day they want to give birth.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly what
I think
what
that's
I'm
what
to
women do.
They do that, yeah.
Yeah.
We only have six kids between the two of us.
One of these days, we're going to ask some follow-up questions.
But tonight, I'm going to go to Scores Gentlemen Club.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's an easy, thank you. I just figured
those are real New Yorkers. The first time out, that was not, and those were the guys who were like, oh, I give it up for that. Support small businesses.
It's actually called Rick's Cabaret, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Is Scores still open?
I don't know if Scores is still open, but I'm gonna go somewhere tonight with Sarah Palin and
see
what happens.
That's great. I'm so glad you guys are still friends because I know you have differing politics.
But that's where with me and Sarah, the politics melts away.
so great.
This is very exciting. I do want to talk about the after party, but you've been in a writer's room, a Zoom writer's room,
yes,
sadly.
Yes, yes.
But you were doing a continuation with the participation of Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks, one of my idols, one of the funniest men of all time. We're doing a... Yo, thank you. Yeah. We're doing a TV series version of his film History of the World.
Which is thrilling.
Love it. Like, I'm a history head, and we're doing it with Nick Kroll. And
you're a history head.
I'm a history head. You know
me. I don't know if people who call it that are.
I'm listening to podcasts and stuff. I'm an H head.
History head is what a liar says on Tinder.
I like going to the park, I'm a history head. I'm not on Tinder anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you finally cleaved it away. I know it was a really important part of your life.
I'm just addicted to social media.
Hey, probably one of the reasons you're not on Tinder is you have a beautiful wife and three children.
Yes.
And you just took them on vacation.
We just went to Hawaii. Any Hawaiians? We're
right
going to work
now,
our way down.
Yeah, we're at Mel Brooks, New York Scores, Hawaii.
Hawaii, okay. Yeah. Remember that. Yeah. We went to Hawaii, which was great. Yep. Kind of a pain in the ass to get to Hawaii. It's a long flight. Yep. And I don't know if you've had the joy of traveling with three children.
We haven't done a flight yet since we had a third.
It's so fun because they have to constantly go to the bathroom.
Right.
And you're just constantly walking in the bathroom. And at one point, like, I had my shoes off and my daughter's like, there's no like, hey, I kind of have to go to the bathroom. It's just like, I have to go to the bathroom right now.
Yeah.
So I run her to the back, and I just step on the carpet of the back of the plane, and within instance, like, my entire sock went, like, soaking wet.
Yeah.
And what can only, I assume, be urine.
Yeah.
So that was not fun, but then we got to Hawaii, and that was great.
Great.
That was great. We went. We went on a kayak.
Is such an unimpressive thing. Like, they have you can rent kayaks on the Hudson River.
This is a different kayak.
Like, for you to be like, you go to Hawaii, it's a long flight, but when you get there, they have soup.
There's Wi-Fi. but it was great. We went there, and then one night we went to dinner at, have you ever been to Tommy Bahama's restaurant?
I don't know if I've ever been to one of his restaurants.
But everyone knows, we love Tommy Bahama, don't we?
No one, literally since we've had an audience back, you have now broken the record for the amount of times you've gone to them. And not one of them has been even a little satisfied.
I gotta give them something better. The Tommy Bahama Cafe.
Yeah, they're like, well, you don't know what we're supposed to do.
I will say though.
They're like, we've been there, but we didn't like it, so why?
Well, if you've been there, you know you would like it, because you walk in at first and it's like, for me, it's fine. My dad, it would be his dream restaurant.
Right.
If only the monitors were showing Bosch.
Okay, right.
Then
sure.
My dad would be in heaven, right?
Yep.
So I go, and it's amazing. I'm loving it. And for dessert...
What are you loving about it?
The service is warm.
Okay.
The drinks were hot. but they brought out for dessert a thing called a pina colada cake, right? And it's like a piece of cake, like, that big.
Okay.
It's massive. And it's got whipped cream and pineapple, and I'm eating it up.
Only in Hawaii.
But it's fresh pineapple. That's where it comes from.
Oh, yeah, that's better. Yeah, yeah.
So my daughter, I'm giving her some, and there was another family, and this kid, the 8-year-old boy, is walking over. He's eating it. And the next day, I see a friend of mine. I go, went to Tommy Bahama last night. He goes, me too. I go, how about that pina colada cake? He goes, incredible. He goes, I can't believe there's 2 cups of rum in it. So I got my kids drunk. So I'm turning myself into the local Hawaiian authorities right after taping.
Hey, well, we're going to be right back after this, and we're going to talk more about your great new show. That's Ike Barinholtz. Everybody, stick around.
All right, sweetheart, I'm going to go inside. I'm going to get your koala, okay? But I need you to stay in the car. Got it?
I got it.
Sir, you have to leave the premises immediately. You're not welcome here.
Brother man, I'm going in that house to get something. Either I go through you... Go through me. You should. It's okay, baby. We actually went to high school together. We're just catching up.
Too young for this.
Welcome back to Late Night. We're here with Ike Barinholtz, everybody.
That was good.
This is a wonderful premise for a television show.
Yes.
It's a whodunit.
Yes.
Almost like an Agatha Christie-style whodunit, where over the course of each episode, we see a different genre.
Yes.
based on the perspective of who's telling us the story. You're the second episode, your character, and it's lovely to watch because it's sort of an action episode.
Yeah, my guy is, each genre is appropriate for that character, and my guy is kind of a sad middle-aged man, so action movie felt natural.
Yep.
So it's, I was very inspired by Vin Diesel, and but also Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Because I, too, have trouble raising my leg for a kick.
Yeah.
So
that was not, I've known you long enough to know that was not your leg.
You don't know that. That could have been. It depends on the angle.
I haven't seen, if you did a headstand, your leg wouldn't be that high.
He's joking, folks. I'm very flexible in life.
Well, I do. I want to get back to the show, but so since we're talking about flexibility and whatnot, you have an issue to take with me.
Yeah, I do.
Because we're in a friendly text chain. Because,
it was again, friendly. It was friendly at one point.
I did not realize that I had run afoul of your feelings like this.
Yeah. So we're on a text chain together, and a couple weeks ago, Seth said, "Hey, I saw West Side Story, and you dance like," and he named one of the performers in West Side Story. And I was like, "Oh, thanks." And he says, "Yeah, it's not a compliment." And that hurt my feelings so much.
Yeah.
Only because, Seth, like, we've danced together many times.
Yeah, yeah, we
and
have.
And you know the vibe I bring.
Yeah.
You know the I bring on the dance floor.
Yes.
It's hot. People are in a good mood when I dance.
We always say it's like drinks at Tommy Bahamas.
Yeah, it is. And so when you said that, I felt the need to kind of have some people vouch for my dancing ability. So I've actually brought some clips. Do you mind if I...
Are these celebrity clips?
Some of them are.
Okay.
All right. So let's see what we got up there, folks. Let's see who do we have first who can vouch and say that I'm a good dancer. What do we got?
Hi, Seth.
Hi, Seth.
I just wanted to tell you that Ike was a very good dancer. He brings joy to people when he dances.
Ike, we're very proud of you. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's wonderful.
That's my parents.
That's great.
And I thought they did a great job.
And for your dad to take a time off from his job in the Irish Mafia.
The film Belfast is based off of my father's real experience.
Okay, so but that's, first of all, so that's just your parents. So they, but yeah, any but parents,
are you saying
any,
they're liars?
I'm just saying they maybe have a different standard for what counts as good dancing.
So if there was someone who I wasn't related to, would that maybe...
That wouldn't matter more.
Let's roll clip number two, guys. Let's see what we got.
Hey, Seth, it's Mindy. Ike wanted me to reach out to you to tell you that he's a really good
dancer.
Okay, so right at the end.
Right at the end.
Your voice.
No, sir. Mindy had a cold. She had a head cold. She said she didn't want to do it. She said, my voice is weird. I said, just do it, man, please. So, I mean, that's pretty much case closed.
I think case deaf still open.
Okay. Okay, if there was someone, you really loved and trusted and really looked up to,
sure.
Even from an early age.
Okay.
Let's roll that third clip, please. Thank you.
Hey, Seth. It's Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs here. I heard you were talking smack about Ike and his dancing. Just want to say that's not cool, man. Ike is a great dancer, and when he starts moving, he gets everyone excited. And you're no Fred Astaire, believe me.
Boom.
Wade Boggs out.
Okay, so your childhood idol just basically said you were acting like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I do... I mean, I love Wade Boggs growing up. I don't like, trust him.
What? The Hall of Fame baseball player. That cost me $300, man.
You have the wrong cameo if that costs $300.
No, it was either him or Franco Harris. I don't have that kind of money.
Hey, before we go, again, congratulations on the show. It's wonderful. It's a great cast.
Thank you.
We're going to have dinner later, and I don't want you to be like, hey, man, where was my plug?
So anyway. Yeah, no, I got you.
You know, and we've talked about comedy since the day we met. We're both huge fans of David Letterman, and he's going
to
be here tomorrow night.
I know, it's crazy, and I asked to be... David Letterman's going to be here tomorrow night.
There we go. Finally popped
That's
one.
That's the big one.
Finally popped one.
That's the big one. And I asked if I could be on the show again. Shoemaker shut that down.
Yep.
So I was wondering, I have a little gift if you could give it to Dave.
A gift? Because, again, it's the 40th anniversary of his show.
Yeah, and I want him to feel like you're not the only fan of his here. So I have a nice headshot right there. We can get a nice tight shot of that.
That's great.
Says, to Dave, thanks for all the laughs, best Ike Barinholtz.
That's so great.
If you could give that to Dave tomorrow.
I mean, that's beautiful, because that definitely just came right off a printer.
No, I carry these in my carry-on. If you ever see them on a flight, folks, feel free to ask for one. Free of charge. Mention promo code Late Night with Seth Meyers.
You guys, that's Ike Barinholtz. New episodes of The After Party are available Fridays on Apple TV+.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.